time to bring to you today's message by Pastor E.A. Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. May God bless you as you listen.
Thank you, Savior. Glory be to your holy name, Lord. Glory be to your holy name, Lord. Brethren, the Lord is here. Let's go on our knees before Him. And just worship Him in your own language. Just bless Him in your own mother tongue. Just praise Him in your own mother tongue. Praise Him in English, praise Him in Yoruba, praise Him in Hausa, praise Him in Igbo, praise Him in Dutch, praise Him in every language, praise Him in French. Praise Him in Hausa, praise Him in Edo, praise Him, praise Him. Just bless Him in your mother tongue. Tell Him, Lord, I just want to worship You. King of kings, Lord of lords, I am that I just want to magnify Your holy name. The way, the truth, and the life, I just want to worship You. Oh, the ancient of days, I just want to worship You. The unchangeable Lord, I just want to worship You. The Alpha and the Omega, I just want to adore You. The one who has no beginning, who has no ending, oh, I adore You today. I just want to bless You. I just want to worship You. I just want to say thank You. Thank You. Thank You so much. Oh, what a great God You are. What a mighty God you are. What a loving God you are. Lord of hosts, I want to worship you. I want to adore you. You're worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy. You're worthy to be praised. You're worthy to be adored. You're worthy to be magnified. There's no one like you. There's no one like you. Among the gods, there's no one like you. You're the one glorious in holiness. Fearful in praises. Doing wonders. Oh, we praise you, Lord. Brighter morning star. Lion of the tribe of Judah. The Holy One of Israel. The I am that I am. The unchangeable Lord. Oh, I bless your holy name. Jehovah Rapha, I bless your holy name. Jehovah Nisi, I bless your holy name. Jehovah Shalom, I bless your holy name. Jehovah Shikenu, I bless your holy name. Oh, I worship you. I magnify your name. Oh, Ramasheke Kero Boko Rundra Mahike Shanta. I just want to bless you. 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 Oh, Daddy, thank you. 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 Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you so much. Thank you. Oh, what a glorious God. Ah, thank you, thank you. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Father. Oh, we praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Father. Glory be to God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Glory be to your name, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have worshipped.
Ni oruko nla Jesu ni ati sin.
Oh, thank you, Father.
Eshe Baba.
Thank you that the rain is falling.
Adupe Baba, nitori pe ojo na tin ro.
Thank you for the showers of blessing.
Adupe fun ojo iboko na.
Thank you for the praises of your people sounding like the mighty jungle rain. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Glory be to your name. Glory be to your name. Thank you for your Holy Spirit that is moving so mightily. Thank you for healings taking place. Thank you for deliverance taking place. Thank you for victory now. Thank you for your anointing moving like the waves of the sea. How great thou art. 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 Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have worshipped.
Ni oruko nla Jesu ni ati sin.
Amen.
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 Because we are carrying the Holy Ghost.
Nitori wi pe a je eni ti o gbe emi mimo wo.
Anything that stands in our way, we shall jam them. Because greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Because no weapon that is fashioned against us shall prosper. Because we are more than conquerors because of him who loved us. Because our Father is the Lord of hosts. Strong and mighty. Mighty in battle. The one who has never lost a battle. The Alpha. The Omega.
The Omega.
The beginning.
The
ending.
The
one who was.
The
one who is. The one who is to come. The Almighty. The one who is wonderful. The one who is Counselor. The one who is Mighty God. The one who is Everlasting Father. The one who is the Prince of Peace. Jehovah El Shaddai. Jehovah Shalom. Jehovah Nissi.
Jehovah Rapha.
Jehovah Raha.
Jehovah Raha.
Glory be to your holiness. Daddy, you are wonderful.
Baba, yeah, yanu.
And we are proud to be your children.
I see. Ayo lati je omo yin.
Glory be to your name.
Ogo ni boruko yin.
Thank you because you are always there for us. Thank you for everything, Lord. Thank you so much. Glory be to your holiness. Thank you for Nigeria. Thank you for peace in our time. Thank you because tomorrow will be alright. Thank you because our joy will overflow. Blessed be your holiness. Thank you because you are our shepherd. Thank you because we shall never want. Thank you because you prepare a table before us. In the presence of our enemies, we shall enjoy. Joy in the presence of our enemies. Thank you for anointing us with oil. Thank you that our cup is running over. Glory be to your holiness. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Thank you, Daddy. Glory be to your name. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Let somebody shout hallelujah. Shake hands with one or two people. Tell him or her, I told you are sitting next to a conqueror. I told you are sitting next to a conqueror. I told
you are sitting next to a conqueror.
Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
God bless you. You may be seated. You can give the Lord a big hand as you do so. Tonight we are reading 1 Samuel chapter 17.
Ni ashale anka Samuel kini ori keta dilogun.
From verse 45 to 54.
Lati ese karun din ni adota de kenin le ni adota.
1 Samuel 17.
Samuel kini ori keta dilogun.
45 to 54.
Then
said David to the Philistine,
David is the Philistine now, okay?
Thou comest to me with a sword, with a spear, and with a shield. But I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. This day will the Lord deliver thee into my hand, and I will smite thee and take thy head from thee, and I will give the carcasses of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air, and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. You know, if you have God behind you, you can boast. And all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with sword or spear,
gbogbo ijo eniyan yo si mo daju pe oluwa ko fi ida ohun oko gbanila.
For the battle is the Lord.
Nitori pe ogun na ti oluwa ni.
And he will give you into our hands.
Yo ti fi o le wa lowo.
And it came to pass when the Philistine arose.
O si se nigba ti Philistine na dide.
And came and drew near to meet David.
Ti o rin ti o si sumo tosi lati pade Davidi.
That David hasted.
David is yara.
And ran towards the army to meet the Philistine.
Ogun lati pade Philistine na.
And David put his hand in his bag and took thence a stone.
David is fi owo re sinu ako re o si mu okuta kan
lati de
wa. O si fi
and smote the Philistine in his forehead.
O si ba Philistine na ni iwaju.
That the stone sunk into his forehead.
Okuta na si wo inu agbari re lo.
And he fell upon his face to the earth.
O shubu.
So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone.
Ben David is fi kana kana ohun okuta segun Philistine na.
And smote the Philistine.
O si bori Philistine na.
And slew him.
O si pa.
But there was no sword in the hand of David.
Sugbon ida ko si lawo Davidi.
Therefore David ran and stood upon the Philistine.
David is sure o si duro lori Philistine na.
And took his sword and drew it out of the sheath thereof.
O si mu ida re. O si fa yo ninu ako re.
And slew him and cut off his head there.
And when
the Philistines saw their champion was dead, they fled.
The
champion of your enemies will be dead.
And the
men of Israel and of Judah arose and shouted and pursued the Philistines.
Àwọn ọkùnrin Israeli àti ti Juda sì dìde, wọ́n sì hóyè, wọ́n sì lé àwọn Philistine lọ́ọ̀lọ́.
Until thou come to the valley and to the gates of Ekron.
Títí ìwọ ó fi dé àfonífojì kan àti sí ojú ibodè Ekronu.
And the wounded of the Philistine fell down by the way to Sharam.
Àwọn tí ó gbọgbẹ́ nínú àwọn Philistine sì ṣubú lulẹ̀ ní ọ̀nà Saramu.
Even unto
Gati,
and unto Ekron.
Ati Ekronu.
And the children of Israel returned from chasing after the Philistines. And they spoiled their tents. All the wealth of your enemy shall come to you.
Yeah.
And David took the head of the Philistine.
And David is gbe ori Philistine na
and brought it to Jerusalem.
O si mu wa si Jerusalem.
But he put his armor in his tent.
Ṣugbọn o fi ihamọra re si inu ago re.
Tonight we want to ask a simple question.
Ni asale ya fe bere awon bere to rorun kan.
After victory, what next?
Leyin isegun kilo kan.
After victory, what next?
Leyin isegun kilo man kan.
For the rest of our lives, we'll be singing, praise you, the Lord. Victory at last. Glory, oh. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Praise you, the Lord. Victory at last. Glory, oh. Hallelujah.
Nítorí pé ní gbogbo ìyókù ọjọ́ ayé wa láwọn máa kọ wípé ẹ̀yin olùwà
ìṣẹ́gùndé
ọgọ́
àlẹ́lúyà
ọgọ́ àlẹ́lúyà
ìyìn olùwà ìṣẹ́gùndé ọgọ́. So after victory, what next? Number one. Jubilation. In 1 Samuel 17, verse
52,
the Bible said, and the men of Israel and of Judah arose and shouted.
Ọ̀rọ̀ náà sọ fún àdìpẹ́ ẹ̀ ni pé àwọn ọkùnrin Ísírẹ́lì àti ti Júdà sì dìde ni wọ́n sì hóyè.
When victory comes,
nígbà tí ìṣẹ́gun bá dé,
shouting must follow.
Ìhó yé yóò tẹ̀lé.
The winning side is always the shouting side.
Ìhà tó bá ń ṣẹ́gun, òun ni ìhà tó máa ń hó ìhó ayọ̀.
People had always wondered, why are we so noisy?
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ àwọn èèyàn ló ti máa ń ṣe ní kàyéfì wípé kí ló dé tí ariwo máa ń pọ̀.
I felt like that when I first came to the Redeemed Christian Church of God.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ gẹ́gẹ́ lèmi náà ṣe ń ronú nígbà tí mo kọ́kọ́ darapọ̀ mọ́ ìjọ ìràpadà ti Ọlọ́run yìí.
Because I came from one of the streamlined churches.
Nítorí pé mo ti inú ìkan nínú àwọn ìjọ ọlọ́wọ̀ọ̀wọ́ tó máa ń ṣe ní bó ṣe lẹ́ni ní ọ̀nà ẹ̀kọ́ bó ṣe yẹ kó máa lọ.
Thank God things are changing now.
Mo dúpẹ́ nítorí pé àwọn kan ń yí padà báyìí.
God is answering my prayers concerning this church.
Ọlọ́run ń gbọ́ àdúrà mi lórí àwọn ìjọ wọ̀nyí.
Because in those days, when the pastor or priest is praying, you are not even supposed to say amen loud. You must just say
Nítorí pé ní ọjọ́ wọn ni nígbà tí àlùfáà bá ń gbàdúrà ó láṣẹ láti sọ àmì tí yóò lọ sókè ohun tó láti sọ ni pé kò ra sọ sínú pé.
It's as if we are afraid that our noise will disturb God.
Ṣé ló dàbẹ́ ni wípé ẹ̀rù ń bà wá pé ariwo wa yóò máa di Ọlọ́run lọ́wọ́.
But God has many children.
Ṣùgbọ́n Ọlọ́run ní àwọn ọmọ tó pọ̀.
And in any house where there are children, there must be noise.
Àti pàápàá wípé ilé tí àwọn ọmọ bá pọ̀ sí, ariwo gbọ́dọ̀ wà níbẹ̀.
If you find a house where everything is always very quiet, there is no child there.
Ilé kí lé tá a bá rí tí gbogbo nǹkan bá tutù rọ́rọ́rọ́, a rí wípé kò sọ́mọ kékeré níbẹ̀.
If there's a child there, that child is sick.
Àti ọmọ kékeré bá wà níbẹ̀, ó ṣàìsàn.
And the Bible tells me,
bíbẹ́ yìí sọ fún mi,
that in heaven,
pé ní ọ̀run,
there are thousands upon thousands, ten thousands of ten thousands of angels.
Pé a ní ẹgbẹ̀gbẹ̀rún lọ́nà ẹgbẹ̀rún lọ́nà ẹgbẹ̀rún àwọn áńgẹ́lì.
And each one cry to the other.
Pé tí ọ̀kọ́ sì ń ké pe ẹnì kejì rẹ̀.
Not one murmuring to the other.
Kì í ṣe pé ìkan ń kùn sí èkejì rẹ̀.
One cry to the other.
Ìkan kígbe sí èkejì rẹ̀.
Holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty.
Ó sọ wípé mímọ́ 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 Ọlọ́run Olódùmarè.
No stop.
Kò láìdádúró.
From everlasting to everlasting.
Láti ìpilẹ̀ṣẹ̀ ayé títí di òpin rẹ̀.
So if you are afraid of noise.
Tí ẹ̀rù ariwo bá ń bà ọ́.
Don't go to heaven.
Má ṣe lọ sọ́run o.
Heaven is a noisy place.
Ọ̀run kọ́ ibi aláriwo ni.
Because it's a place of victory.
Nítorí pé ibi ìṣẹ́gun ni.
Is there any victor here tonight?
Ǹjẹ́ rí aṣẹ́gun lórí ìní àṣálẹ̀ yìí?
Victors are always jubilating.
Àwọn aṣẹ́gun máa hó ìhó ayọ̀ ni.
When your team scores a goal, you forget your degrees, you forget your chieftaincy titles, you shout.
Nígbà tí ẹgbẹ́ agbábọ́ọ̀lù tirẹ̀ tàbí nǹkan bá ti lè sọ ayò àmì kan wọlé sí ilé ẹnì kejì rẹ̀, ó gbàgbé oyè rẹ̀, ó gbàgbé ipò rẹ̀, ó gbàgbé ọjọ́ orí rẹ̀, ó hó ayọ̀.
For some of us, Jesus has scored a mighty goal.
Fún ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ wa, Jésù kọ́ ó ti fi àmì ayò tó dára wọlé.
Let me hear you shout hallelujah. The reason why many youths are leaving the church.
Ìdí tí ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ àwọn ọ̀dọ́ tó ṣe ń fi ilé ìjọsìn sílẹ̀.
And going to Pentecostal churches.
Tí wọ́n sì ń lọ sí ilé ìjọsìn tàwọn ti oníhìnrere.
It's because they are looking for where there is life.
Nítorí ìdí náà ni wípé wọ́n ń wá ibi tí ìyé wà.
And I don't blame them.
Mi ò sì gbẹ́nu àtẹ́lù wọn.
The living should not be found among the dead.
A gbọ́dọ̀ máa rí àlàyé láàrin àwọn òkú.
The quietest place in town is the graveyard.
Ibi tó dákẹ́ rọ́rọ́ jù láàrin ìgboro òun ni tẹ́ ibi tí a sin òkú sí.
And I'm not the one of the dead.
Èmi ò sì sí láàrin àwọn òkú.
I refuse to be among the dead.
Mo kọ̀ láti wà láàrin àwọn òkú.
Jubilation follows victory. When a team has been defeated, and they are returning home, they always sneak into town. They don't want people to see them. But when they have won the championship, oh, the whole world we know. I am a winner, brethren. Say it as if you mean it. One more time, if I win, I shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right. And that should rattle the devil a little. He should know that children of the living God are around. He has silenced us for too long. He has grinded that nursery in the dust for too long. This time now we are going to turn the tide. In the mighty name of Jesus. Many of us have been waking up in the past. Another day has come. Oh God, another day of work. Another day of problems. No, it will no longer be so. I said it will no longer be so. In the next millennium, we will wake up in the morning and shout hallelujah. And we will tell the devil, come out for us. Because I'm carrying the Holy Ghost. If you think I am like last year, you are in for a surprise. If you believe that, say amen. So after victory comes jubilation. Dancing, rejoicing, shouting. And the next thing after jubilation is consolidation. Forgive me if the English sounds big. I can't find a smaller one. To consolidate means you make sure that your victory will be permanent. In 1 Samuel 17:52 there, not only did the men of Israel and Judah shout it, they pursued the Philistines. They pursued them until they pushed them back into their gate. This time round, you must consolidate your victory. Many of us have been running from witches and wizards. No, this time around we will chase them. Listen, the elders have a saying. They say it is he who runs that is pursued. If they want to pursue you and you stand there, you say, things have changed since Festival 99. And you tell them, you wait for me and you will see. And when they know that you never said that one before, and they see you moving towards them, and you say, I come against you in the name of the Lord of hosts. I come against you in the name of the one who never lost a battle. I'm coming to take your head off your neck. They will run. From today, the enemies will run from you. The next thing after consolidation is celebration. Celebration. Everybody knows what celebration means. When your wife has just given birth to a baby, and they tell you, you forget your degree and say, hey, glory. And then you consolidate. You tie the umbilical cord, settle all the things that should be settled. And then celebration begins. In 1 Samuel 17:53. 1 Samuel 17:53. The Bible said, and the children of Israel returned from chasing after the Philistines. And they spoiled their tent. They took back everything that the enemy had ever taken. I could look, I could see those soldiers sweating from killing their enemies. And they came and said, ah, this is gold. They grabbed it. Hey, this is silver. I keep this one. Wow, look at this beautiful dress. I grab this one. They must have been there rejoicing, celebrating. From now, you are going to celebrate. Those of you who are hiding your money, you can't even eat. I pity you. Because Jesus can come any moment from now. Whatever is left behind, it is the Antichrist that will spend. In the next millennium, oh, you are looking at somebody who will enjoy. How many of you will celebrate? Let me hear you shout hallelujah! And after celebration comes promotion. You have fought, you have won. You have shouted in triumph. You have consolidated to make sure that what God had given you, the enemy can steal again. You have celebrated. Then promotion comes. I remember very well. My mother-in-law used to call me Mr. Adeboye. Even after I married her daughter, Mr. Adeboye. Then my first son was born. We shouted, we rejoiced. We celebrated. We named the child. Called him Adeolu. And from that day onward, my mother-in-law begins to call me Papa Adeolu. Not ordinary Mr. Adeboye anymore. Papa Adeolu, and you could see me, you know. How many of you are ready for promotion? Let me hear you shout hallelujah. If you read 1 Samuel 18, and you read from verse 1 to 4, let's just read just verse 4 because of time. And Jonathan stripped himself of the robe that was upon him and gave it to David, and his garments, and even to his sword. and his bow, and to his garden. David was a shepherd boy. You should have seen his dress when he was coming from the farm. And then he got to the battlefront and defeated
Goliath.
And things changed completely. Promotion came. The robe of a prince was put on him. They dressed him. I mean, if you saw David, within minutes, he wasn't looking like a shepherd boy anymore. Dramatic changes will come to your life. People will see you and say, are you the same one? You say, you say, well, I am the same, but I'm not the same. My name hasn't changed, but I am no longer the same.
Oruko mi o ti yi pada ṣugbọn emi mi o ṣe nikan na mo.
Because after victory comes promotion.
Nitori pe leyin isegun igbega lo nkan.
Now those who are wise.
Awọn to ba gbọ.
After promotion comes thanksgiving.
Leyin igbega won bẹ si wa ṣe idupe.
Usually human being what they are. When victory comes, the next thing ought to be thanksgiving. But human beings don't behave like that. When they score a goal, you won't find them first of all saying thank you Jesus. No, if you have been watching football, the one who scored will run,
dance,
shake his hand to show that hey, you saw me. It's so long after that, oh, I'm a Christian, oh, thank you, Jesus. But those who are wise, after victory, they just go and thank God. I mean, if you read Exodus 15, you will see a classical example
there.
From verse 1 to 11, there. When Moses looked back, and he saw that Pharaoh and all his soul had been drowned in the sea. He said, I must sing a new song to the Lord. And he began to praise him and began to magnify his holy name. And you know, we got several songs from one song of Moses. Many of you may not know some of the songs, but at least there is one that I'm sure you will know.
And
that's in verse 11. Who is like unto thee, O Lord? Who is like unto thee? Oh Lord, who is like unto thee? Oh Lord, who is like unto thee? Oh Lord, among the gods, who is like thee? And fearful in praises, always do in wonders, hallelujah. Who is like unto our God? Nobody. There's no one like him. After victory, there should be thanksgiving.
And then after Thanksgiving,
there
should be sharing.
Ni ajope gbọdọ waye.
Actually, the very idea of celebration is to share your joy.
Ohun pataki ti a ri mu jade ninu apeje ni pe ka le pin ninu ayo wa.
You are happy.
Inu re dun.
And you want to make others happy too.
O si fe mu awon opolopo na ninu dun.
So you cook your jollof rice.
Wa wa se rice elepo resu resu.
Your pounded yam.
Tabi iyan.
You slaughter your cow.
Wa pa malu re.
You can eat a cow all by yourself. But you want others to share your joy. Some people who don't have money to buy meat will eat meat free. Those who have been drinking water for a long time will take Fanta for a change. When God had given you victory, He expects you to share. He expects you to tell others about the joy that you have found, about the victory that you have found, about the one who gave you the victory. God expects you to tell others about where the miracles are happening. If you are really victorious, you will go everywhere advertising Jesus. I've told you this story before of someone who came to the Holy Ghost service and met a friend there. I said, you are here?
Only you wonder what he?
That one say yes.
Anybody?
I've just come. That one
said
I've been coming for 2 years.
All right,
I said you are a wicked man.
Only what I mean,
I thought we are friends. Now I know you don't love me. You have been coming here for 2 years. Oh, no wonder.
Abajo.
I saw your life changing. You now have peace. Your eyes, your face shining. You know the secret. And you did not tell me. For 2 years. He said you are a wicked person. I'm sure there's no wicked person here. Sharing must follow victory. You must tell others what God has done for you. And then finally, because the new millennium must meet us spring, the next thing you do after all things is that you must continue to pray. Because Ephesians 5:13 says, having done all, stand. That is after you have jubilated, after you have consolidated, after you have celebrated, after you have been promoted, after you have given thanks, after you have shared, you must keep on praying. Let me read a passage to you. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16-18. It says, rejoice evermore. Is that in your Bible, by the way? For how long are we to rejoice? For one day, for 1 week, for 1 month, for 1 year, for how long are we to rejoice? Say it loud and clear. It's a command. And then he said, pray without
season.
He said,
in everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you.
He
said, rejoice. Dance. Celebrate. Shout. Be promoted. Give thanks. Share. Tell everybody. Let them know what God has done for you. But he said, pray without ceasing. Why? Because victory is more difficult to manage than defeat.
Nítorí wípé àti ṣe ìkáwọ́ ìṣẹ́gun ó nira ju àti ṣe ìkáwọ́ ìlúbọlẹ̀ lọ.
Prosperity is coming now.
Ọrọ̀ ń bọ̀ báyìí.
Oh, I can assure you.
Mo lè fi èyí dá yín lójú.
I'm going to tell you a little more about what God told me about that.
Aláìpẹ́, a ó tún sọ fún wa sí ohun tí Ọlọ́run bá wa sọ lórí rẹ̀.
Because as the year was running out,
ǹjẹ́ bí ọdún náà ṣe ń lọ,
I asked Daddy.
Mo sì bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí bẹ̀rẹ̀ lọ, Daddy.
I said, in August,
pé ní oṣù kẹjọ ọdún,
you asked me two questions.
Ẹ béèrè méjì lọ́wọ́ mi.
You said, how many barren people do I want to bring children to the next convention?
Pé oye àwọn àgàn mélòó lẹ fẹ́ kí wọ́n ti di ọlọ́mọ tó bá ń bọ̀ ní ìpàgọ́ ọjọ́ ọdún tó ń bọ̀.
I said, at least 10,000.
Mo ní ẹgbẹ̀rún lọ́nà mẹ́wàá.
And you told me what to do.
Ẹ sọ fún mi ohun tí mo ní láti ṣe.
Then you asked me another question.
Ẹ sì tún béèrè mìíràn lọ́wọ́ mi.
You are the one who asked me, Daddy.
Ẹyin lọ ní bàbá lẹ béèrè lọ́wọ́ mi.
How many millionaires do I want in the church by next year?
Wípé àwọn olówó ẹgbẹ̀ mélòó lẹ ń fẹ́ nínú ìjọ.
And I said, at least 10,000.
Mo ni o kere ju egberun lona mewa.
But you haven't told me what to do yet.
Eh, ki so fun mi o ti mo lati se Oluwa.
I've been waiting.
Mo ti duro.
And he has told me what I will do.
O si ti so fun mi o ti mo lati se.
Hallelujah. I will tell you on Friday.
Emi o so fun yin ojo Friday.
Let somebody shout hallelujah. But when prosperity comes, when millions come, you know, some people are saying that we cars go slow because we have too many cars. I said, we don't have many cars yet.
Too.
Many of my children don't have. How many of you want your own? How many of you want more than one? Let me hear you shout hallelujah. When prosperity comes, that's the time to pray. That is the time to pray. It is easy to pray when you are sleeping on a mat.
Ó rọrùn láti gbàdúrà ìgbà tó wá jẹ́ pé ẹni ló fi ń sùn.
Particularly at night.
Pàápàá jùlọ ní àṣálẹ́.
Because if you don't want to wake up when one side is paining you, you will turn.
Tó o bá tilẹ̀ fẹ́ jí gbàdúrà nígbà tẹ́gbẹ́ bá bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ta ọ́, ó dìde dúró láti gbàdúrà.
But when you are sleeping on a water bed.
Ṣùgbọ́n nígbà tó o bá ń sùn lórí tìmùtìmù olómi.
Electrically controlled.
Èyí tó jẹ́ pé iná la fi ń ṣèkáwọ́ rẹ̀.
When it is hot, the water bed is cold.
À nígbà tí ooru bá mú, ṣe ní tìmùtìmù abẹ̀rẹ̀ sí tutù bọ́ lẹ́gbẹ̀ẹ́.
When it is cold, it is warm.
Nígbà tí ó bá tutù tí òtútù bá mú abẹ̀rẹ̀ sí gbóná fẹ́rẹ́fẹ́.
At that time,
ní àkókò yìí,
it is difficult to pray.
Yóò nira láti dìde láti gbàdúrà.
At night,
ní àṣálẹ́.
Unless you make up your mind.
Àfi tó bá ti pin nínú ọkàn rẹ.
That my strength.
Ṣé èmi o.
I'm going to pray without ceasing.
Èmi ó gbàdúrà láì sinmi.
Are you ready to pray?
Ǹjẹ́ o ṣe tán láti gbàdúrà?
Come on, stand on your feet.
Ẹ jẹ́ ká dìde lórí ẹsẹ̀ wa.
First of all, let me hear you shout another hallelujah. Your first prayer now.
Kókó àdúrà kìíní báyìí.
Is one of thanksgiving.
Ó ní ti ìdúpẹ́.
And you are going to pray as loudly as you can.
Ó gbàdúrà lóhùn òkè.
Anybody who doesn't like your noise, let him go out.
Ẹnikẹ́ni tí ò bá fẹ́ràn ríwo rẹ tó máa.
Say, Lord, I thank you.
Ṣé bàbá mo dúpẹ́ lọ́wọ́ rẹ?
I bless your holy name.
Mo fi forúkọ náà yí.
I praise you.
Mo yin Olúwa.
Go ahead, praise him.
Amen.
And now.
Báyìí.
You're going to pursue the enemy.
Ah, that is late, Paota.
The Bible says, the kingdom of God suffering violence. And the violence have taken it by force. You are going to command Satan, everything you have taken from me, return. I command you in the name of Jesus. I want you to continue in the same vein. The elders have a saying, the plant that says the enemy should not climb the mountain, the plant will go with the enemy, with the plant. Now you are going to talk to God. Every enemy that says I will not reach my goal, I will march on you until I get to my goal. In the mighty name of Jesus. Go ahead, pray. Soldiers, you're going to tell the devil now. You're going to command him. Remember, you are more than a conqueror. Because you are loved by God. Remember, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So you're going to tell the devil, take your hands off my children. Take your hands off my business. Take your hands off my health. Everything that is your load, carry and go. In the mighty name of Jesus. Take your hands off. In the mighty name of Jesus. Come on. Bye to Jagba Jagba.
Bye bye to Jati Jati.
Bye bye to Jati Jati.
In the name of Jesus.
Bye to Jati Jati.
In the name of Jesus.
Bye bye to Jati.
Bye bye to Jati Jati.
Bye bye to Jati.
Bye bye to Jati Jati.
Bye bye
to Yama Yama.
In the name of Jesus. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, in the name of Jesus.
Elders have a saying.
I want to come and sorrow come.
You don't get the kernel seed by easy way.
I'll keep
you. You are saying bye bye to Jati Jati and you are singing it as if you are joking. Come on, let's sing like soldiers.
Bye bye to Jagba Jagba. Bye bye to Nyama Nyama. Bye bye to poverty. Bye bye to sickness, oh.
Bye bye
to barrenness, oh.
Bye bye
to failure.
Bye bye
to failure.
Oh, in the name of Jesus.
The Bible says, you shall decree a thing. It shall be established unto you. You're going to decree now. In Adeboye's life. Bye bye to sickness. Bye bye to failure. Bye bye to sorrow. Bye bye to poverty. Bye bye to barrenness. Bye bye to backwardness. Go ahead, decree in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Be to God. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
Amen. Amen.
Now when you have said bye bye to sickness and to failure and to sorrow, you have to welcome health, prosperity, joy, progress. So you are going to decree from now, divine health shall be mine. Prosperity shall be mine. Joy shall be mine. Progress shall be mine. Go ahead, call on the Almighty God. Everlasting joy shall always be mine. Progress, constant, continuous, rapid progress shall always be mine from now on. Fresh anointing from the Almighty God shall always be mine. The power of the Almighty God shall be resident in me like never before. Now you are going to ask God for something special. Something you want. Just go ahead. Ask him.
Amen.
And now before I pray for you, please pray for me. Please pray for me. I need your prayers now. And so shall it be in Jesus' name. Now let's go on our knees before
you.
Father,
Baba,
we bless your name. Thank you for bringing us to the new millennium. Glory be to your holy name, Lord. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Thank you because our sorrows had gone with the old millennium. Thank you because it is victory at last. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Father,
Baba,
your children have been crying to you. The first request that we have made in the new millennium have been made to you. We have put you first, Father. Let our miracles be first. Father,
Baba,
you said we should love our neighbors like ourselves. You said we should share. We can only share what we have before anyone else. Those of us who are here now, give us supernatural miracles.
Baba, efu ani awon agba iyanu, ise iyanu.
Before anyone else, those of us who are here now, and the families we represent, let our joy overflow. Father,
Baba,
we command that every mountain, before any of your children here today, be moved and be cast into the sea in Jesus' name. Father,
Baba,
anyone who will say we will not reach our goal, we decree they shall become our stepping stones. Everything that the devil has stolen from us, Father,
Baba,
I decree that they will be restored sevenfold in Jesus' name. Every request of your children, everything they have asked for this morning, Father,
Baba,
before Sunday morning, let them become testimonies. Father,
Baba,
help us to love you more, to know you more, to serve you better. All the days of our lives, help us to love you more. Thank you, Daddy. Glory be to God. In Jesus' mighty name we are prayed. All right. Don't worry, we are going to do that very well just now. The prophecies are in five categories this year. One of them is not for you, it's for how do we say it? Manu, that's something that he told me and I'm to keep to myself. When they begin to come, when the time is near, then you will hear about them. Another category is for members of the Redeemed Christian Church of God alone. I'm not the one who arranged it that way. It is my
daddy.
So I'm keeping that one also for Redeemed Christian Church of God only. But there are three other categories that you can hear about. It's the general category. There is the national category. And there is the international category. Now, when we talk about the general category, that one could also be called individuals category. When you hear one which is your own, you will know it is your own. Generally speaking, this year is going to be superior to any year before. So let's begin with the general or the individuals category. Number one, physically, more lame shall walk.
Amen. Duty at any wallow, I want only a run, nepati I lay, you bear saying.
But in a deeper sense,
Shugan, Niti Jile.
That same prophecy is saying that the stagnant will begin to make progress.
As I tell you, you cannot do so, we pay. I want to see one, you can, Adagu, you bear a seat, see what you.
I'm waiting because of those who are writing.
And do not go out, don't call it.
Number two,
Ikeji.
Physically, there will be more healings for the eyes.
Opolopo iwosan yo waye fun oju.
And in a deeper sense,
nipati ijile.
It also, the same prophecy is also saying that more shall see the light of the gospel.
So tell a kono so wi pe ju ti ateyin wa lo opolopo yo ri imole ihirere.
Number 3.
Ikata.
Physically, the weak shall be strengthened, and the tired shall be refreshed. In a deeper sense, the same prophecy is saying, there shall be a wave of revivers. Wave. Number 4, which I like very much, says, some people will begin to have the first taste of showers of blessings. I can say amen to that one. Number 5, which I also like, says that this year will be quite an unpleasant year for witches and wizards.
Yo je odun to gbojikan to je odun inira
fun awon osho ati aje.
Number 6.
Ikarun. Ikefa.
A couple of men of God will be going home to glory.
Awon die ninu awon eniyan Olorun yo ma lo ile ogo.
For their rewards.
Fun ere won.
I can assure you I'm not one of them.
Babinda wa loju wi pe awon o si lara awon ti o lo ile.
I'm not ready yet.
Emi o ti se tan lati lo.
I see a lot of work to be done.
Ise si po nle lati se.
Number 7.
Ikeje.
It will be a year of successful new marriages.
Amen. Yo je odun opo igbeyawo ti yo sirere.
National.
Eto je for orilede.
Number 1.
Ikini.
Rulers who fear God.
Awon olusakoso to ba beru Oluwa.
Shall be endowed with supernatural wisdom.
Number 2. Ikeji.
Shakings shall progressively cease.
Awon amipo to je ko tin sele yo bere si lo die die yo lati kase nle.
Number 3.
Iketa.
Certain storms shall dramatically be stilled.
Awon iji kan ni ona to ju ti e da lo yo bere si dake.
Number 4, which I like very much.
Ikeri ti mo feran gidigidi.
Says
so wi pe
the hungry shall be fed.
Amen. Awon ti ebi pa ni a o mu yo.
Number 5.
Ikarun.
Certain secrets shall be exposed.
Awon ashiri kan la o foju re lede.
Very few people said amen to that one.
Awon eyan die lo se ami se eleyin o.
It doesn't matter whether you say amen or not.
Bo sami ashiri o jade.
Number 6.
Ikefa.
Certain locked doors shall be opened.
Awon leku kan ti atiti la o si.
And the heaviest of them all is number 7.
Eyi jo si gboji kan junu gbogbo won ni ikeje.
It simply says
o so bayi pe
Pharaoh shall drown.
Pharaoh yo bomi lo.
Unless Pharaoh is born again, of course.
I have seen Pharaoh back that bow. So then you have to be.
On the international scene,
Nipati, Uriadi, Baila Papa.
The only reason I'm telling you is because the world has become a village.
It is a just a Oko.
Whatever is happening anywhere in the world now can affect you.
So you pay Uncle Toban Shell, Uriadi, Ayabai, only me or one in a year.
Number 1.
Ikini.
Some international figures shall leave the scene.
Awon koko kokan koko die die ninu orilede agbaye yo kuro ni ori itage.
Number 2.
Ikeji.
There will be quite a few changes of government.
Awori awon ijoba orilede ti awon ma yi pada.
And number 3.
Iketa.
A big war shall be averted.
Ogun la kan a o teri.
Well, those are the few testimonies, prophecies that I can share with you now.
Awon wonyi ni awon asotele die ti a le ba wa se alabapin re bayi.
The remaining 7 are for the Redeemed Christian Church of God, and they will hear it at the appropriate time.
Awon meje to ku wa fun ijo ti rapara ti Olorun won si ma teti gbo ni akoko ti o ba ye.
How many of you believe that your tomorrow is already all right?
Mele na la gbagbo pe ojo la wa ti dara na.
Let's just stand on our feet and thank God for a few minutes. We are well. We are healthy, we are strong. We can talk. We can still praise the Lord. The devil has lost the battle over us. The hungry shall be fed. The lame shall begin to move forward. Eyes shall be opened. Many, many more people will begin to see the light of the gospel. That means many members of your family that are yet to be saved shall be saved. Revival is coming your way. Revival is coming your way. Bless the name of the Lord.
And
thank God for Nigeria. Because Pharaoh shall drown. Let's praise him. Let's praise him. Because shakings shall cease. And storms shall be stilled. And locked doors shall be opened. Let's praise him. Let's glorify his name. Let's thank him for loving us. Blessed be your holy name, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you so much. Thank you for all that you have promised us. We know that when you speak, it is done. We give you all glory. We give you all honor. We give you all adoration. Oh, blessed be your name, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you so much. Glory be to your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
Amen.
Father,
Baba,
we thank you. Father, I commit all these your children into your hands.
Baba,
this year, all the joy, all the blessings, all the prosperity, all the abundance, send it to their homes. All the sorrows, all the sicknesses, all the diseases, all the deaths, all the evils, keep far away from your children. Even as you are opening doors for Nigeria, open doors for your children too. Wherever your children could go, let them find favor with God. Let them find favor with men. Let them prosper this year like never before. Raise up millionaires among them, O Lord. And let them serve you. Let them serve you like never before. And Father, even as they go, go with them. Keep every danger out of their way. Let them meet home in peace. And let their joy last forever. Thank you, Daddy. Glory be to your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Amen.
And the Lord sent his word to heal them and deliver them from their destruction. Thank you for listening to today's message from Pastor E.A. Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. We believe you've been blessed. If you need this message on audio CD, please contact us on our USA address, 4307 Highway 90A, Stafford, Texas 77477, or call 281-936-1825. Or visit our Nigeria office, 129 Redemption Way, Ebutimeta, Lagos, Nigeria. Or call 0708-756-9132 or 281-936-1825. Remember, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever.